Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 95, Leave It to Steampunk.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
Mr. Cuse.
Anvil.
And joining us today on a special episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade are two members of the Vagabonds. We got Locke.
Hello.
And we got 80. Is that how you say hello?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
You're trying not to laugh.
So on today's show...
We've got, you know, the usual topics, but we've also decided that we could talk a little bit about steampunk, which is what the Vagabonds here are huge experts on.
Oh, we're huge experts? Thanks, I guess. Yes.
Wait.
You're the ones from the fields that tell us what's going on.
Is that like an oxymoron? You throw the word huge to him?
Oh!
Thanks.
Oh,
that was not nice.
He lives in my old boot.
I'm half his size, if that.
I shall call him Mini-Me.
No, I'm sorry.
There's no fucking way.
No way.
No, that's impossible.
Always wanted to. Always wanted to.
Yeah, but then you have to dye your hair blue, which is Blue-Onyx. Should be Blue-Onyx thing, to be honest with you.
Honestly, okay.
Let me think. Maybe I should go to work like that, and the kids would just love me.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to see my job allow that one. Well, actually, I do have an old picture, which I have to find again, of when me and him first met. You probably would have called him Mini-Me at that point.
No, he still didn't look the same.
Yeah, but you had the short hair and no facial hair.
Back then you had no facial hair. And glasses. You can't forget the glasses.
Yeah.
You don't like talking about the glasses.
Interesting enough, they're the same glasses that Adia is wearing right now.
That's where they went.
Mm-hmm.
I thought dog you. Or Mexican.
Oh, God damn it! Not a Mexican.
Sorry. Stop talking about the Mexicans.
They're my neighbors. I have to. I see them every day.
Anyway,
he's done. We got the king. He's done.
I'm done. I'm just going to sit over here and shut up the whole rest of the show.
Sit in a corner and sulk.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought you were shutting up the rest of the show.
When we talked.
What?
Team Sitcast from Anime Boston. Sit in the corner and sulk.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Oh, you're talking about for the...
Cosplay Chess.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go to that this year for specific reasons.
Pacific reasons?
Specific.
Because it was in... What? No? Why?
Who's afraid of the kamikazes?
Shit. I'd be afraid of them, too.
They're everywhere now. It's like, seriously, you can't go anywhere without getting attacked by one of them.
That and the alcohol. Apparently, everybody's just getting messed up with the kamikazes and stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's mentioning them. They're like, kamikaze! Okay, calm down, buddy. I got fucked up.
I don't know. Right, kamikaze is a good drink, though.
Next.
All right, so we've all decided. We already had like a little itinerary schedule, but it looks like these guys want to do sports first.
What? Don't threaten me.
They just stepped
Wake up!
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, this isn't one of Locke's movies. So.
I see a new movie coming out, the Knockout.
Okay.
Live action.
So you were just trying to film one of my MMA fights and call it a movie?
Yeah, basically.
Which me and Blue actually have to finish editing the other one.
What? When?
Well, I don't know. We haven't been able to set up a time, remember?
All right.
We work too much.
What's work? I was sitting in a tower yesterday. Shut the fuck up. I was in a security tower yesterday. I just sat there and stared people all day long through binoculars.
Whoa. That must have been fun.
Oh, yes. So real fun.
They were paying you to watch.
They were paying me to do people watching.
You know, that sounds really creepy.
Yeah.
Especially the job you do already. It's kind of creepier.
Yeah.
So you're watching preteens walk around, basically.
Basically.
No.
Now, who do you watch more, the males or the females?
He doesn't want
to. I cannot confirm or deny anything about those, but more or less the females. But yeah, what I'm trying to say here is work sucks.
It's because of those goddamn juggalos.
Yes, damn those juggalos, and now we just lost about the other part of our.
You lost 95% of your viewing audience.
Fuck them. If I lost that many people, I'd be so happy because then they'd be like trying to go after us. I would say, bring it on, bitches.
Hold on, there's a knock at the door. I'd go and get it.
The ensuing lawsuit would then bring us millions of fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, why is Shaggy Too Dope standing behind him?
Oh shit.
You stole his preteens.
No, that's blood on the dance floor.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yikes. Anyways, next, sports.
All right, okay.
You start.
Start with the Celtics, man. Start with the Celtics. Yep.
Yeah, let's go with the most painful to the least painful.
All right, well, the Celtics got knocked out of the playoffs by the Heat.
Damn you, Heat!
Yeah, pretty bad performance.
Well,
at the end of the game. Injuries, but at the end of the game, Jeff Green couldn't catch the ball. You know, they were missing layups. I thought it was pretty tough. But, of course, LeBron... and Wade went on a huge, 16-0 run to end of the game to win the game. So it was tough to watch.
But they were laying down some good solid threes with the shots that they were, putting up. But
yeah,
it just wasn't enough. They got overwhelmed.
Like, Rondo was playing with one arm,
And he slammed into one of the other guys, and his elbow was kind of
When Wade dropped him, he actually dislocated the elbow.
Yeah.
Popped it back in.
And came back in.
And let's not talk about Shaq. I mean,
he played for the Celtics? Oh, that's right. He was here for like 36 games all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the worst thing was actually getting rid of Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, that was a bad mistake.
His team's still in the playoffs?
Yeah. And we got Kristich, the all-star center for the Celtics. So.
I'm sorry, I don't remember seeing him play.
Yeah, no, it didn't turn out that well in the training.
We spent enough time learning the man's name for him not even to play.
Yeah.
Is it Jesus Christic?
Jesus Christ.
But Celtics season's over. Let's go on to hockey real quick.
Well, we should also mention about Doc Rivers being signed on for 5 more years as coach.
Right.
Ooh, he said go from the worst to the best. That's further down the line.
Yeah, that's the good news.
Oh,
that's all the good.
Well, all right, we can kind of account it for the worst part of that sport to the best. All right, let's just keep it at that then. So, yes, it sucked. Celtics lost.
Yes.
But
we get Doc Rivers for another couple good years.
5-year extension, yeah.
And then,
okay. All right. So then the Bruins started last night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Well, let's just say the end of the first, it was 3-1, Tampa Bay. One of the few good things I did see was rookie Taylor Seguin in his first playoff appearance got a goal. Yeah. He actually shook two defenders and popped it in. Looked really nice. He looked very fluent. So, really happy to see him playing like that. We'll play again on Tuesday. Let's see if we can do better. We actually have the two oldest goalies in the playoffs going against each other. You have Rolison, who's 41, and Thomas, who's 38.
Somebody lied to me. What the fuck? I thought they said that the Bruins won last night.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
fucking assholes.
I'm sorry.
My coworkers suck. I thought I was like, hey, I'm not going to watch these games just because of the fact that every time I watch them, they fucking lose.
It's okay, buddy.
It's okay. It's okay. Here's the gun. Go in the other room.
Okay.
Just
you fucking liar. Anyways, so when are they playing again?
Tuesday,
and Sagan also had an assist too, so he was,
they played
all the scoring.
They're not going to play Monday.
No.
Why wouldn't they play Monday?
I don't know. Just the way
holiday,
the schedule set up.
They did Tuesday.
Is
then
Monday
goes,
holiday?
No.
Well, then what the?
Then it goes Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a trip, like a itinerary thing with the trips.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah,
probably travel.
Because there, I've got the playoff schedule right up here.
How are they doing, by the way?
Bruins.
We're in the third round. It was the first game
conference,
of the third round.
Conference finals.
Yeah, they're right.
Right now?
Yeah, we're 8 wins away from the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
But it's hard to get in those 8 wins. So then, moving on, it's good to, some good news. The Sox have been on a tear lately. This weekend, they're playing a series against the Yankees. They've already played 2 of them, and we've won both of them.
Oh, wow.
First one was 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of a good pitching performance from Clay Buchholz. Last night's game, Beckett was shut down, and we wound up winning 6-0.
Nice.
Including a 3-run bomb by Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's had 5 home runs the last 5 days. It's insane.
And, I don't know.
And then, Sabathia also, we got to him, who's, their ace, and we got some hits off him, which is good.
Carl Crawford's hitting again, and Dustin Pedroia's hitting.
Yeah.
So, our 1, 2, and 3, and of course, Ellsbury's on that tear.
Yeah.
So, our top, 4 or 5 hitters are just hitting everything right now.
And then Lester's pitching today, as we go for the sweep, so.
Against Rivera.
And Lester, he had a bad outing last time, but overall, he's pitched pretty well, so I like our chances of the sweep, so it's pretty good. It's always hard to sweep the Yankees, so when you have a chance to do that, it's pretty
especially
good.
At Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
So we'll see where we go from there. But there was a big thing yesterday. About an hour before the game, Jorge Posada was scheduled to bat 9th as a DH. He's not doing so well. And it appears he wasn't happy about it, so he told the coach he wasn't playing. So, midnight. I understand I'm the worst hitter on the entire team. The rookie's hitting better than me, but
yeah. Now, if you're sitting in the seats and stuff, you don't have to hear the hip hip Jorge thing anymore.
Yay!
Because he sucks. Damn you, ESPN.
And they were talking about if he takes himself out of today's game, there's actually a chance that he can be fined and suspended.
You're fired.
Yeah, but the question I have, which I have to bring up, is there a chance that would the Red Sox pick him up if he...
No way.
He's doing horrible.
He can't hit.
No.
He can't do anything anymore.
He's not even
catching anymore. He's DHing.
But you don't think they put him in... I mean, Salton Malachi isn't hitting that well.
Yeah, but he can't do the catching.
He can't do the catching at all.
His back.
He can't hit a meteorite off the broad side of a space barn.
But, I mean, truthfully, Salton Malachi is coming into his own. He's been hitting more lately.
A little better, yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see where that goes. Now, in other news, there's been a lot of stirring around the UFC. For one, there was supposed to be a great rematch between Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard.
But?
3. Now, Gray Maynard is the only person to ever beat Frankie Edgar. Then the second fight came to a straight draw. Now they both pulled out of the fight due to injuries.
Ow.
Separate injuries from training. I believe one was a knee, and I feel what the other one was. They weren't fully put out there. It was only speculated. But, we'll have to wait longer for that fight. And then, when it comes to the Ultimate Fighter reality show, Lesnar versus Dos Santos, Brock Lesnar had to pull out of his fight against, Junior Dos Santos because the diverticulitis that almost killed him a couple years ago has come back, and he can't train or anything, so to give the fans a true show and not just going out there for the money, he's stepped away and they've plugged in Shane Carwin to take over for him in that fight.
Is it me, or are they just replacing Lesnar with Shane Carwin just for the hell of it? Because Shane Carwin replaced him as the champion, and now they're putting him back in. And I know there was a whole tournament thing, but it just feels funny that they're just going with Shane Carwin just like that.
Well, Carwin and Lesnar fought for the title before, and Lesnar beat Carwin to retain his title. But when it came down to deciding the number one contendership, it was between Lesnar, Dos Santos, and Carwin. And with Lesnar being pulled out, Carwin's the natural fit for who's earned their way there.
Okay.
Now, since, GSP won his last fight, I would really love to see if they actually put together a GSP-Silva fight. That'd be a great mega fight that I'd love to see.
And you mean by, you mean Anderson Silva?
Yes. He is the Silva.
Right.
I don't know if there's any other Silva that you really want to consider.
Well, doesn't he have like a brother that's in MMA as well, too? And
there's a couple of Silvas around, but no, I think he's the Silva. The only like real Silva out there.
I mean,
hi-ho, Silva.
You have Wendley Silva, the ex-murderer, but nobody even remembers him anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, he kind of looks like that dude from Street Fighter.
Street Fighter?
The dude with the big teeth.
That doesn't help a lot.
They all have big teeth. The Russian?
I don't know.
Saget?
The dude with the bald head?
Saget?
The Russian.
Whatever.
With the eye patch.
No.
You're thinking of Dolcine.
Dude's got like a mouth sticking out to here, fangs, bald head.
That doesn't sound like a Street Fighter character. I remember.
The only one I know that has fangs is Blanca.
Blanca, yeah.
But maybe, he has the one with the green guy?
No, maybe the Mortal Kombat?
No. Oh, you're talking about Baraka.
Baraka.
Yeah.
Damn you for getting those two mixed up.
I always do it. It's alright. Remember, I don't live in video games.
That's a lie. You know, when you go home, you're just going to sit down and play like...
I'm having one.
You know, that's a lie. You know, he probably has like 50 systems. He sits down. He's like, techno's my thing.
I'm going to go home, take a nap, and go to work tonight.
That's what they all say. His work is video games. He's lying to us. He's actually one of those personas online that make a lot of money off of playing video games.
I wish. Hold on. Let me take a second to dream.
No.
I got a couple things here regarding NFL stuff.
Yeah, I think I saw Ocho Cinco.
He got challenged by another. Well, that's not really NFL because he plays for Major League Soccer at this moment.
No, no. This is totally different.
When he rode the bull?
Yes.
That's because it was an MLS All-Star Weekend, and he was challenged by the owner of another MLS team to ride the bull. So technically, it's still an MLS issue.
Well, now we're talking about soccer now. Thanks.
I didn't want to.
Jerk.
I was leaving that out.
This might be past tense, but is the NFL season actually going on now? Because I heard beforehand.
It's still up in the air. It's one of those things that,
what's happening? Why isn't it happening? Because you probably already covered this before.
There's no collective bargaining agreement.
Really?
Which says how the money gets split up and everything.
Oh, okay. I was actually curious what was happening.
Yeah, so $9 billion that they need to figure out where it's all going to go. Between retirement funds for the players,
never mind.
Between rookie benefits, between travel fees, things like that.
They're trying to get it right this time, more or less, because there's been so many of our legends through the years, from like, you know, Super Bowl I up to now. Like, some of them have, you know, they've gone into retirement and they haven't gotten covered. So some of them have gotten injuries. Mental status issues, everything.
Mm-hmm. We got to cover the major. I mean, there's one player who truly suffered due to the old collective bargaining agreement. Walter Payton. There was no good retirement fund, and he couldn't afford to take care of his health anymore when he got sick.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like one of those things where back in the day, like, those guys were true warriors. Sometimes they would go out on the field, you know, and play on the weekend, and they'd be at their jobs on the weekdays and whatnot.
They didn't make enough money.
They really didn't make enough money, but they loved the sport so much.
The love of the game.
And then, you know, there were people who... You know, I forget what the guy's name is. I feel bad that I can't remember it. But he was a, you know, lineman who broke his leg and went back out and played.
Jeez. I actually heard of this story.
Yeah, the NFL did, you know, top 10 true grit players, and he was, like, number one.
Maybe I was watching that when they were... Was it on TV, or was it on, like...
It was on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I truthfully don't know how they put Brett Favre on that list, because he came and played a game after his dad died. It's like... You're talking about guys who broke their legs. And
maybe it was that
player who came in after. You know, a lot like Ben Coates played, I remember, after his dad died. He was in the Patriots. Like,
but he didn't make the list.
And there was that other...
Brett Favre goes
in. It might have been like that emotionally, like, tasking on him or something like that. Because some people are so close to their fathers or parents.
Well, I understand. But you had guys who literally, like, needed to leave, get stitches, and came back with, you know, head lacerations and... Legs being snapped. And
maybe Brett Favre threatened the guys who made the list that he would send them a special text message if they didn't.
No, not again.
And then one guy suffered from heat stroke and still continued and caught like 10 passes.
I know that feels, oh my god, you're not even talking about that.
Yeah, I've had it before and it's horrible.
I think we all have had it at one point in time.
What, heat stroke?
Bad heat stroke.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean,
let's see.
It's New England for you.
Oh!
Got it for you.
Damn it.
And another news in NFL, Troy Polamalu is now officially a college graduate.
That's not sports news. He graduated college. The man's been in the NFL for like 12 years.
Yeah, but because of that, he wasn't able to finish his degree. So he spent this current lockout.
At USC.
Yeah, but we just had a player from the Patriots who's only a couple years in and finally graduated from college.
I think Polamalu's Head and Shoulders graduated, too.
Yeah, he's always, you know, with that damn hair. But like what did he graduate with? That's
history. Degree in history.
Oh, great. So when he's done with his football career, he can go back and teach fucking, you know, the kids about history, and he'll just go and change it all around. And
walk in there.
What state is he a pro from?
USC.
Yeah.
University of Southern California.
He's a Trojan.
We have
alarm. Holy crap!
Fire alarm! Okay, are we clear out of here?
No!
No, we don't clear away?
It doesn't work. It's okay.
Well, is that sports? It for sports?
Sports?
Yeah.
Next.
All right.
Well, wait, what about... Wait, did we talk about that hockey player who died?
No, I don't think we talked about that.
I didn't talk about him.
Any ideas why he might have killed himself?
Well, we don't know.
I think he was found dead,
but they're waiting for an autopsy to figure out what happened.
Aneurysm.
And then not ruling out foul play.
He actually played for the Bruins for a little bit, so that's why they had a moment of silence during the beginning of the Bruins game. They said he played for the Bruins for a little bit. That's why.
As far as I know, he only played for
it might have been a limited
the
time.
Red Wings limited and time, yeah. the Rangers.
Or he might have been playing on their camp or something. Who cares?
They said for a tiny bit he played for the Bruins, and before the Bruins game, they had a moment of silence for him. I saw that at the beginning of the game.
But Derek Bougart of the... You know, New York Rangers was found dead in his apartment at 28.
Check out the teams he played for.
And,
Well, it says that the Bougard family will donate his brain to the Boston University researchers who study brain diseases in athletes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm surprised that there aren't more calls with all the injuries they sustained to the head and everything.
Well, the NFL started the big one because a lot of players started forgetting things and stuff.
Well, he's been a hardcore, he's a hardcore fighter when it comes to, some of the matches that I've seen that he's done, he's just taken people out, no problem, but he's probably taken a couple too many blows to the head.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even see boxers with that many problems, honestly. Like, yeah, give me some to have the...
Unless they're Mexican prize fighters. Apparently, they have a higher death rate in boxing right now because of the fact that, they take more... They have some serious dead blows, like, with the shots that they take, so...
So they have, like, a really strong right hook or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty deadly. I mean, even in sparring, they have incidents.
Jeez.
It's like, only half speed, jerk, dink! Oh!
Okay.
Next.
So, with luck in 80 here.
I got it right.
Yes, I got it. We figured let's have a discussion about steampunk. So, first, for our listeners who don't know, let's just say briefly what steampunk is.
Basically, I'm using one of the definitions, makes it easier so I don't, like, stutter every which way I go. It's basically a subgenre of speculative science fiction.
Yes.
Yep. It's like what the past would look like if the future happened sooner, like a path not taken. Like, look at the Golden Compass, for example.
Yes.
Which is set in current times, but it's an alternate world where the Victorian aesthetic still continued on.
So what we're saying is this Victorian age with steam-powered engines and stuff like that to make vehicles fly, and even though that would be kind of impossible, but they're making it happen.
Yeah, it's like stuff that would probably never happen, but we wouldn't know because we never actually stayed with the steam power and stuff like that.
Yeah. They don't really explain how it works.
Well, sometimes they attempt to, but they kind of fail at it.
Well, they make up words. Well, because this huge thing is flying is because of the charisma of Frankenstein.
It's magic. You have to believe.
Yeah, believe.
If you clap your hands fast enough, children, Tinkerbell will be coming back to life.
I'm ready.
Yeah, because there was this movie that I did a review probably within the last couple months called Mutant Chronicles.
I've seen that. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible, but it does provide like something along those lines of the steampunk. They have these flying vehicles that are all, you know, powered by, what, like coal? So it's like, yeah, that's ridiculous. That wouldn't have been able to lift it off the ground.
One of the things is, like, the dirigibles and stuff like that are a form of transportation they use. We still kind of use to today, like, the Zeppelins.
Yeah.
That's a dirigible.
Yeah, dirigible.
No, but these ones actually had, like, engine, like, yeah, they were, you know, they were trying to fly them and whatnot.
Something to add on to that, one of the characters in that movie, the guy that plays the father of the priest in it, he's also the guy from Hellboy.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, he's in a ton of steampunk-related movies, like, Hellboy, Lost Children.
Oh, Sidney Lost Children.
He's in that one.
He also does a lot of French movies too.
That's a French one right there.
Yeah. I think his greatest show he's ever done is Sons of Anarchy.
He's in that?
Yeah, he plays lead.
I don't watch Sons of Anarchy, so what? I'm not a fan of that show. It's a personal choice. Plus, I'm busy at that time, usually doing other things
on demand. I'm at work at that time and I watch it on demand.
I'd rather watch Doctor Who.
Wow. Well, yeah, Doctor Who is a good example.
If you like Doctor Who, we moved to England.
Doctor Who is one of those examples, like, it actually can bridge all the science fiction things. They go from Victorian to cyberpunkish storylines. But basically, if you look at the aesthetics of his clothing back from the first to now, he actually does have a kind of Victorian Edwardian clothing style. Well, if you know you're going to the now Doctor, he doesn't. He has more of a casual, dressy style.
Right.
But if you look at his TARDIS and stuff from inside of it, they even stated that his new TARDIS is considered steampunk.
Right.
And his new sonic screwdrivers even, they say steampunk aesthetics. So like...
And you've got movies like Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, which is
more of a diesel punk, but...
But it still has that steampunk feel to it.
Yeah, the noir feel to it.
Yeah, which is a highly underrated film.
Yeah, a lot of people hate it because of the... Again, it was like kind of filmed like underground that actually made it up there. Luckily, it was all filmed behind green screen.
Yeah, it was like one of the first films of its kind, even before like Sin City did it.
Actually, I looked at a little more research. That style has actually been done for years and years, but no one's been looking at it. Like, yeah, Robert Reyes did bring it to the mainstream by doing what he did. But there's other movies like Kashern, that was a Japanese movie,
right?
That was all green screen filmed, which is amazingly done. They did it so different than all the movies you've seen altogether, because they made it look realistic, but they made it look like HD quality with like the flowers flying around them and stuff like that. It was a pretty amazing film for that point.
Yeah, would you consider Appleseed and Vexile to be steampunk?
Those I haven't seen. Appleseed, can you explain a little bit about that? Because I can give a
little... To be honest, I really can't explain it either, because I haven't had a chance to watch... You know.
Supposedly, I own it. Again, as you were saying about Sons of Anarchy, I own movies and films and TV series that I have yet to see. Because we have as Blonic knows that my family is a film collector, and we have tons and tons. We had over at one point
a thousand films. Awesome swords too.
Yeah. My dad's a sword collector, so he has like, you name the sword, he might own it. Might. No. I'm saying this because you might name a sword that he doesn't own.
See, I've been to your house, so I remember.
Yeah.
Does he have the Hattori Hanzo sword from Kill Bill?
No, that's one
of the things. Well, okay. You mentioned Sucker Punch as a huge steampunk film.
Yes, as I realized, everybody here, except for me and AD, have seen it. AD, I'm
having... You kind of get scared away from it after hearing how bad it.
Apparently people were, like, actually falling asleep in the middle of the movie and
it's
whatnot.
It's because no one understood the plot. It's like, again, like...
Well, I understand it by the concept of, like, they're taking it as a kind of, like, the girl... Her parent, you know, disowns her and tosses her in this place. And more or less what they have to do is they have to get things in order to get out, but yet they're imagining everything in order to get through their pain and struggling.
To help you with the opening of the film, what happens is one of her parents dies, her mother does die. This is actually, you can probably look it up online, this is the opening thing they're going to tell you anyhow, so I'm not giving anything away.
Well, I mean, that's not like even in the trailer.
And actually the person that disowns her is her stepfather that wants all the money.
Ah, that's
so
what
they
is, yeah.
So he makes this whole thing up that she's gone crazy and sends her to a mental hospital. But I don't want to give anything away because you guys haven't seen it yet. Even when you guys see it, we can probably talk about it a little bit more. But I feel that everybody says my ending the way I perceive it. Like how people are saying that it seems far fetched, but if you have seen the movie, you'll fully understand how I feel about the ending. But I don't want to give it away because again, you said it was in a dream. It was like an imagination.
It's an imagination type film.
Do you just want me to give it away? Yes. Or do you care? I don't know how you feel about
it. I mean, I'll probably end up watching it when it comes out like on demand or Netflix or something like that. I have a little whiles away, but because it's more or less I don't have, you know, the timing and whatnot to be like, hey, time to go to the movie. I don't have enough money in the bank. Fuck me.
Your job is crazy with like having you work a certain hours, like midnight.
Yeah, I haven't had to work the graveyard shift, but they're trying to force me to.
Lucky bastard.
Well, yours is the graveyard.
Yeah, he is the graveyard ship, so he's all about that. But with me, like my hours, they keep changing it from like 40 to 32, and then more or less I work the 3 to 11 shift, and that's when all the crap goes down. More or less when the kids get out of school, whatnot. So yeah, I know what you mean.
I remember I work near the mall myself, and I have to go through it every morning. I hate it.
So yeah, it's one of those things that sucks. But I mean, trying to go like, who wants to go on a Monday night to the movies or something like that when I have a day off?
Exactly. So I go on the weekends myself.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I ruined it.
Do you want me to just...
go ahead. Give it away.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Okay. Basically, this is what I feel. And after I said this to her, she says... Okay, well, first of all, you say how you felt about the movie before I actually get into this.
Well, I knew you said that I didn't understand it, but I did.
Speak up a little bit more. No.
You have to yell!
No!
Do it. Well, say what you're saying, because she has a different opinion on the movie than I did.
Okay.
The only reason I didn't like it was because it was obviously made for guys, like the sexy outfits and stuff. What?
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's
some
what
women
she
like it too.
So apparently this wasn't a chick flick, it was a man flick.
They attempted to make it a chick flick by making the girls the dominant force in the movie.
Our viewers can't hear her.
It was still enjoyable. I still found it enjoyable.
Okay, there we go.
Even if it was made for guys.
Basically, the spoiler alert. Okay, this is how I actually had an argument with somebody that actually doesn't know. Oh, no, the radio show. He was saying that. It's like, I never heard of that, what you're talking about. Basically, as Blue Monk already stated, that it's all happening. Like, everything you're seeing in the movie is happening in their mind.
Yeah, because I saw it in the trailer in the sense they're like, you're going to have to get 5 things. You're going to have to get a map. You're going to have to get a key. You're going to have to get this. And then the 5th thing is something out of the ordinary. What the fuck?
So basically,
but yet, like they're trying to, like, you know, they're showing them like going into their alternate reality, like they're blasting away these World War I, you know, Nazis,
steam powered zombies.
All right, fine, steam powered zombies in a trench warfare World War I design. Yet there's one part where they're sneaking around because they got a key and they got through the cage area and whatnot. And I was just like, okay, they're not in their alternative reality.
Yeah,
so
they go from
hell?
Real to fake. But if you truthfully look at it, like at the beginning of the movie, she gets sent to the asylum and all that fun stuff. And this the person that's helping her, like the nurse, like the person that's the psychiatrist, she does like a thing called stage. She has to go on stage to act out their what happened to him to try. It's a coping thing for them. But if you realize, as the movie goes on, she's getting a surgery done.
Lobotomy,
thank you. Saying surgery. Because the father doesn't want her to be able to, when they go to trial, so that she's, if they know she's crazy or not, to know if she can
so
actually...
So she's sitting there drooling and making
yeah,
it look
so
like
she
an
can't
idiot.
Actually... say that what he did to her, which if I'm not giving everything away. So when you see the movie, you go, okay, that's what he's talking about. Okay, I get it now.
Yay!
But as that part happens, it's showing that it's like it goes from her going like as the nails coming down to go into the of what she remembers what happened, and it's going from like everything's changed now. Say now a club where the girls are being how would I put this more simply. Prostitution almost.
Like a cabaret kind of
cabaret
thing?
Cabaret where they have to do shows for men separately in their own little rooms. And the guy that's in, the warden that's in charge of the thing, easy way to put it, the person that's in charge of all the crazy people, it's all girls one. He uses every single girl for a different thing. Like Baby Doll is the one that's amazing at dancing. So they use her to persuade people to come in and so forth along the lines. Again, remember, I'm not giving everything away, so... You're gonna get what
I'm having a feeling that it's gonna be like Fight Club or something along those lines. Or
it's like no one's like everybody that comes in, they don't know this is happening. Like
the recent movie that came out, Repo Men. That ending of that movie,
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, that would probably be one that would be close to it because of what happens in one part. They break off into a whole different ending, and yeah, it's kind of
But you have to remember,
it's kind of a cop out.
It is a cop out.
This whole entire thing you're seeing is also from her eyes. So you're seeing everything happening from her point of view. So my ending, what I perceived what happened was, everything you're seeing, all the people that are in the movie that she was working with, like Sweet Pea and stuff like that, actually did not exist.
Ah, okay.
And that, remember, they never really state that these people exist from the beginning. Yeah, there's a fight that they have at the beginning of the movie, but the people don't actually act like it's happening. Like, she sees it, but no one else really seems like they see it. And then when they go into the dream state, where she's seeing everything, recalling everything, it starts with one of the girls, I think it was, who was it? It was Sweet Pea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it starts with her saying, okay, I can't do this scene because it doesn't feel right. So it makes you go, huh. Then the end of the movie, it ends with Sweet Pea escaping. And everybody else is dead.
Wait, I know what it could be compared to is that Leonardo DiCaprio film with the Shutter Island.
Oh, that one I want to see, but that's actually a good example.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was really good.
But it makes sense that it's all happening in our head.
Yeah, it's all happening in
the
head. Because
the very end of the movie, that guy you were talking about beforehand that's saying you need to find these things, he was the guy at the very end of the movie that told her, you can come on the bus. So it makes you go, maybe this is all happening, still happening.
Scott Glenn.
It's happening, still happening in Baby Doll's mind, that Sweet Pea's the baby doll is her escape, is her other persona, and that she actually did go crazy, and all the stuff you're seeing them getting moved, her like scratching the father's face, the stepfather's face, actually didn't happen. Is that all she's right. she's saying this didn't happen. I'm perfectly sane. No, you actually are insane, and you're not seeing it, that your mother's death actually hit you that hard, that you did not have a sister, that all this stuff happened in your brain.
Yeah,
it makes sense in my opinion, but again, as you guys see it, you're probably gonna have a different view than I do.
Well, that's what we try to do, is we try to go into movies not going, okay, this is what we've heard, this is what we're going to probably feel about this movie. We try to go in and be like, okay. I mean, so, for the most part, we've come out and go, you know what, that was a pretty damn good movie. I mean, there was a couple dry parts here, or this was that, or that was this. Or sometimes we've just walked out and we're going, what the did we just sit through? For 2 hours?
Last Airbender.
Yeah, Last Airbender.
That movie we're not allowed to talk about.
No.
I've decided.
You do not talk about The Last Airbender. Especially anything from M. Night Shyamalan. I'm a ding dong.
Yes.
How did he get the rights to that movie anyhow? Like, it makes no sense.
How did he get any freaking capabilities of doing movies?
Because Sixth Sense. That's the only movie that did
Sixth Sense
well.
and
Unbreakable. Make a porno.
Unbreakable. Huh? And the Alien one there.
I believe that.
Science.
I'd be petrified of that, too. Actually, truthfully, I think if M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong made a porno, it would be the scariest thing he's ever made.
I think it's called The Village.
Yeah. Oh. Were you there when I had that whole episode or something like that? Like, we went and saw the movie. We're like, I can't believe I spent $10.50 for that movie. And I went like this. And all of a sudden, I think it was with one of our other friends, yeah, and he goes, dude, you're bleeding. And I went, what? Son of a bitch, I'm having an aneurysm! Fucking M. Night Shyamalan, I'm a ding dong! I thought I was gonna die!
Wasn't Tom's review of that movie, what did he say it was? It was something really funny. It's like,
We had to torture some of our friends. We were just like, dude, that movie's awesome, you gotta go see it. And then they were like, what the hell's wrong with you? We had to have somebody drag it, we had to drag somebody
because
with us.
Because of them, it took me over a year to see the movie, because how bad they bashed it. They bashed it so bad that you didn't want to see the movie. That's basically what it was.
Adrian Brody plays stupid.
I've never seen the whole movie.
And you never will.
I'm like,
unless there is some sort of a hell and you end up there and they'll be like, here, watch this. Oh, no!
I've always fallen asleep somewhere through.
I've seen horrible movies.
Though. Yeah.
But back to Sucker Punch here.
Oh, okay.
Or back to Steampunk in general.
Oh, Steampunk in general. There's probably more questions you all have about it.
Let's see. We were talking about, video games as well that have steampunk. We got Bioshock, we have Fallout, we have, I don't know if you've tried Epic Mickey yet.
That one's a, they said there was going to be more steampunkish to it, but there really wasn't. It's all this Epic Mickey is that I feel like, I haven't played it personally, but I've seen stuff about it. All it is really, they're taking what already exists in the theme parks and from the movies and just throwing it together. And some of the scenes that say they were steampunk, this goes on the whole thing of, as you wanted to state, is that steampunk actually can bridge gaps. And a lot of stuff actually has steampunk elements Epic Mickey has it, and you guys are probably also
let's take this picture, for instance, here from Sucker Pun. It has one of the characters, Sweet Pea, from the trenches. Quarters. So you've got her with, you know, Civil War, not Civil War armor, I mean, like, medieval armor on her shoulder, and she's kind of rocking, like, a trench wear type setup, but yet, she's got, like, an M4 from this, from, like, now, and like, a shotgun on her back, and you're just like, wait, hold on, I see a sword, there's
yeah,
a sword,
she has
too.
A, she has
so
a,
I'm like, yeah, that's kind of a little odd. I mean, that would be bringing everything from what's going on now and reverse it. I bet there was an AK-47 in there. Was there an AK-47?
Was there?
Probably.
There's probably
Do you know what an AK-47 is?
I think so.
The one thing I didn't like about the... they brought back something
down
really quickly. The one thing I didn't like is the last dream sequence. It turned to cyberpunk. Completely cyberpunk.
Wait, hold on. Cyber?
Cyberpunk is basically the future. Most of this dystopia, like, you have everything. It's the basic thing. Steampunk is where you're still growing, and everything's more exciting. You're more excited about science. Cyberpunk is when you have everything, and you're really not happy about it because, like, the corporations own everything, or you have...
That's Repo the Genetic Opera.
Yeah, like, well, actually, Repo bridges the gap again. You have a Victorian aesthetic clothing with some cyberpunk things in it as well.
Would you consider Ghost in the Shell?
Ghost in the Shell is cyberpunk, and there's a good example that you have everything, and everybody doesn't want it.
Right, they want their original bodies. They don't want to be robots.
Exactly.
Like the movie Surrogates?
Oh, that's another good example.
Yes.
Thank you. Which is also some of those films in Lynn, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
One of that in right there. By the way, that was down the street from my house, too.
Yeah,
and
nice.
I didn't know that Bruce Willis was right by my house the whole entire time. I could have walked over and said hi to him.
No.
Did not know that. You know, I know you couldn't, but that's like...
I was his bodyguard.
Metaphorically speaking.
I made good money that
year.
Yeah,
well, I was sitting at work while the helicopters were buzzing over North Shore Community College. I was like, holy crap!
Wasn't he texting you from outside?
Yeah, you were yelling at me.
I'm like, you're inside. I'm walking with Bruce Willis. He's so short.
But
like,
that's a good example right there. That said in now time as if we had... surrogate bodies, like robot bodies, and
in order to go out into the public.
Yeah, because some people in that movie, like some people made really good examples, like Bruce Willis wanted, like, again, he didn't want this anymore. He wanted his life back.
Yeah,
but his wife wanted to be
the surrogate.
Yeah, because she
she was horribly disfigured and whatnot from
she
a car
really
accident.
Wasn't she thought
she wasn't?
She, was.
She wasn't as bad, but there is such things as plastic surgery. Well, maybe not as much because
well,
you have a
serious
surrogate. Yeah,
change that like, you didn't need that anymore.
Yeah,
but it worked wonderful for like the police, and that would make sense to have them have the surrogates because they wouldn't die in the field.
Yeah, that's been happening way too much lately.
Yeah, that's been there's been a lot of officers down lately.
There,
I'm sorry, I keep looking through it.
It's okay.
Now,
giggity.
It was a beautiful movie. I feel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they the graphics and whatnot were probably out of this world.
Now, it's not just in like visual arts with steampunk. It's also in music.
You want to talk about some music, but we're gonna skip one band because we already talked about they don't like the band. But you want to talk about.
Well,
that?
I do want to talk about it just to spite Blalonic.
Who is it?
Oh,
Emperor Norton Stationary Marching Band.
Motherfucker!
You really don't like them?
Oh!
Here's the weird thing. He doesn't like them, but he loves the music from that game Rabbids Go Home, and that's basically the same thing.
No. Those are totally different guys.
I gotta say, Emperor Norton's, their whole entire show they do is they do, like, the whole march band thing. But they do it everywhere. They did it inside at Steampunk Industrial Revolution, which actually was a pretty good convention.
Yeah.
And they did it at Steam City, which I actually missed it because I had do panels at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But their stage performances, like basically their marching things, are pretty awesome. They actually do now music in like I think they did a Black Sabbath song, JD Falcon. Falcon!
I'm sorry.
But yeah. I saw them when they weren't on stage at the Dresden Dolls show. In between acts, they would actually go into the audience and start performing right in the whole like little pit area, and everyone's like dancing around, and it was just an unbelievable sight to see because you rarely get to see something like that, especially in the music realm.
That is true. Like, he has a point there. You don't see that often. Like even though how much you don't like it, Lou, but like a lot of people like do state like this is something new. And that's what steampunk's bringing back. It's like a lot of the stuff that's old Victorian and things that like people don't do anymore, they're bringing it back. Like a lot of like Dresden Dolls, like a lot of folk and stuff like that.
Right.
Like
especially the folk scene, like Mumford and Sons.
All right. Mumford and Sons is perfectly fine. But for that part, I just don't know. I mean,
Like, you don't have to like it, but you can understand like how it's actually bringing back like some of the good stuff from the.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, what I feel is that with, like, if you take Mumford and Son, they're rocking a guitar / banjo. That's pretty badass.
That is.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm saying that the fact that when they bring theirs, it's kind of like folky. Like, I remember listening to Celtic music when I was younger, and that was like what it kind of brings me back. I mean, even though these guys are English and they're from Wimbledon. I'm not trying to, like, you know, say that they're Irish at all, because I know that might offend them, but I'm just saying in the sense that it kind of brings me back to, like, that Irish kind of folk type of music that, you know, that they would go and travel.
The old days of Pete Seeger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love Little Lion Man. It's one of the best songs that they actually do.
Right.
Something to add on about music scene that you actually enjoy, because I know you like this type of music, like industrial and stuff like that. A lot of the steampunk bands, like... Venetian Process and stuff like that, they use a lot of industrial elements and electronica music. Well, like, they don't actually have a drummer.
I mean, you'd have to account, like, Rammstein and Static X and along those lines.
Oomph is a good one. Like, you ever hear of Oomph?
I've heard of Oomph.
Yeah, you would. Surprised. They're the ones that Rammstein actually used as... they're the ones that help Rammstein create their music, because Oomph actually started out. And now they do a lot of steampunk aesthetics with their music. Like, when you get to Sandman and... Labyrinth, they have, like, Labyrinth is a whole entire, like, Alice in Wonderland feel to when we go to the second song, the other song with which is I just said the other song, Sandman. The whole entire thing is a Victorian style to it, and it's you'll like the music, honestly. They're not steampunk, but they're industrial, but they're starting to feel like they're getting into more elements of steampunk.
I can't remember the name of the Rammstein song, but it's something with the Victorian era type, you know, style. Like, they're doing the dancing and they have, like, the clothes on, and but they all change the wolves or whatever.
Dorit's too good.
Yeah, Dorit's too good. You smell so good in English terms.
Wow.
But
he would know that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would, because I couldn't think of it offhand. But
as you see, that's
but yeah,
a lot of steampunk is starting to actually.
Right. Now, would you consider gore?
No.
Wow, what a great answer! Anyways,
okay. First off, I'm gonna say this: the reason I'll probably stay in this is because I'm not a fan of gore. I feel like to all the gore fans out there, I apologize. But when I looked up their prices for their shows and how much all their stuff costs, $25 for a CD and stuff like that, it's not worth it. Like, you get to, like, again, we're going back to normal bands like Slipknot and stuff like that. They have similar shows. And then when you get Marcus of, how do you say the name? Not Vaudeville, but Marcus of, I apologize, Toby, for saying the name wrong if you're listening to this right now. They do a crazy, incredible stage show, but the tickets only cost like $50 to $60. They do like a whole entire, like, event for their one show. But Gwar charges over $120 for a ticket for a show. That doesn't make sense in my opinion.
Well, I think with all the stuff that they have for stage props and stuff, I get, like, well, there's a lot of shit.
Marcus of Vaudeville does the same thing. They have a whole entire performance, a whole entire like an actual theater show going on with when they're playing.
Do they have a freaking thing that eats people?
They have their own things. They have a bunch of stuff. They have, like, dancers. They have, like, poi throwers and poi people going around as they're seeing, as other bands going. They have like 20 bands playing, and their tickets don't cost that much.
Yeah,
they do giant performances. Like,
what are they called? Mark?
Yes, they
Marcus
do.
Marcus of VL.
But Gore has been around for a while, so
they hired me to eat people.
Like,
you're that big freaking weird thing on the stage.
Yep.
And they just start tossing everybody in.
That's that one right there.
Marquis of Vaudeville.
Yeah, Marquis of Vaudeville. You look up their stuff, they actually have incredible shows. And I say, they don't come around here, but if they do promote for their Texas stuff, but they are going to other conventions and they're trying to get up in this area, because one of my old members, Captain Zelda, who her real name is Stacy, that's Toby's her fiance, and they both work on the shows together, and they are trying to travel to other states, but, you know, the funding and everything like that is, you understand how much it costs to travel to other places.
Yeah, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Gas, thank you.
From what I hear of their shows, like, they don't do them, like, one after another. They do a couple months, like, they say, we're doing the show in, like December, and they start promoting it now.
Yeah.
But their shows, from what I'm hearing, are amazing. They're incredible shows, and I say that if you get down to that area, just go to it. It's worth going. Like, you would even like it Anvil, you would love the show. It's like, it's just because.
Don't threaten me.
You would love it. I know you would.
Aha!
Yeah, like, that's one of their basic shows. Like, you get to the more things. They have, like, dancers going around, and they have whole events going on as they're doing it. That's, like, think of GWAR, steampunk without the makeup and all the stuff. Like, I understand, yes, GWAR's props probably cost an arm and a leg, but there's ways to make money, make the money on the, during the shows, not to charge people $100-something to go to a show. Again, I might be wrong. All the shows cost that much.
No, because the last time they were here, their tickets like cost $30.
Really?
Really?
Oh, like, because all the shows I'm seeing are like $120.
You know what that is? It's because they're playing at big festivals.
That's what it is. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah. What's up?
Whose arm and leg does the props cost? Because your arm and leg is a lot different than my arm and leg.
I think it's
Ouch,
that's a lot.
See, I don't want to bash the band because they do have a couple good songs, but then again, they're not, like, their songs are, what are they considered? The grindcore?
I don't freaking know.
I would think they'd be more cyberpunkish. Metal.
It's something to put out here right now. Steampunk and cyberpunk do not have their own set genre. Rammstein could be considered on the category of anything, like some of the songs,
industrial techno metal, something.
Exactly. Like,
what was it? New Deutsche Harte?
Something like that.
What
there's
you
no
call
set.
Me?
There's no set genre. Like,
Deutsch.
Tons of bands can be considered on the scene. Like Dresden Dolls aren't steampunk. The Dark Cabaret and stuff
right,
like that.
Right. That cabaret punk.
Yeah. Like there's no set actual genre. Like a ton of bands can be called.
Whoa.
But they're actually not steampunk.
I think he's more or less thinking along the lines of seeing that the lead singer never wears pants. But yeah.
If you want to consider them, like, they can consider them horror punk. Like a horror genre because they're...
Horror metal or some stuff like that.
Like the Candy Spooky Theater.
What?
No, aren't they from like outer space? Wouldn't it be like sci-fi metal death or something like that?
Gore then, probably, yeah.
One thing about the steampunk is that you can also transcend space. It doesn't have to be set into, like, airships. You can actually travel into space. Like, think of, I can't think of things.
The Russians were into space the first? No, I'm just kidding.
King?
Okay, how about, it's a video game, like, just Skies of Arcadia.
That game's amazing. Or Eternal, something, the Japanese name. It has a Japanese name. It's an Eternal...
Eternal Sunshine on a Spotless Mind?
No.
Ha!
Wrong one.
I face palms for those that are listening in.
That's right.
But yes, that's a good one. That's all set in the air. They don't even go to the Earth.
Right.
It's all islands in the air. They travel in months. Mm-hmm. I haven't played the game, but I want to.
Yeah, it's a great game. It's one of those. It's one of the titles that I'm hoping someday, like, a sequel will pop up. But let me think.
What about with Janelle Monáe, that artist? Would she be?
Can you give me some examples? Because that would help me out a lot.
Okay.
Because
I don't think she would be considered.
She's too futuristic. That's like the cover of one of her albums.
That's more cyber.
That's cyber.
Feeling,
okay.
Than anything.
Because it's like more. You're saying it's more futuristic.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. I was trying to get him his alcohol fixed.
Oh, all right.
But he showed me the new Jack Daniel's Honey.
You never seen the Honey?
No.
Oh, I've been seeing commercials everywhere.
Okay, on a quick note, has anybody ever had the Kraken?
I finished it last night.
Oh, you have had the Kraken.
Yes.
You both.
You brought it over, man. I freaking...
Jelonic, open up the...
I actually bought a bottle and me and my brother killed it yesterday.
The Kraken is amazing. That's what... I want to... steampunk...
Gimme.
Yay, Kraken. This is some good shit.
Now he's just going to cuddle the bottle the whole fucking show.
Don't you dare drink that.
Steampunk World Fair, they actually they had a thing where they
that looks like
a bunch of all the underage people, so nobody gets in trouble. They drink Kraken. It was one of the things they mainly drank there. I didn't get to go, but I heard all the stories about how many people, like, they gave everybody a swig of the Kraken. And I found out from past experiences that not everybody can drink the Kraken.
What? Not everybody.
Some people can't handle it.
No.
You can't handle the Kraken.
It took me a while for me to do one shot. I can't do a shot
now.
Well,
they get ahead from it. They could, like, they actually kind of lose it.
I actually chugged it right from the bottle.
I remember that one. It smells like coffee creamer.
It's not that proof. It's not that high proof. What's the proof of it? It's like 80 proof, 90 proof.
It's a vanilla aftertaste.
It's not
94 proof.
It's not that hot. It's not the crap that, you know, like...
It's the sugar content that gets you. Yeah,
smell it.
It hits you that hard.
Oh, okay.
It smells like coffee. Wow, now we're talking about alcohol. This is awesome. I have, like, 20 of those bottles empty at my house. My dad loves it.
It's great. That's my favorite rum. Although, one of my friends was telling me one of her favorites. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Sailor Jerry.
I never had it. I heard that it's not as good as, like, Captain Morgan's and Kraken. It's actually more watered down, and I guess it's more... I could be wrong. I apologize for the people that are probably going, screw you! You're wrong! But I heard it's the more of the girly version.
I was about to say the same thing.
That's what I heard. You know. Is anybody saying that?
No, not right now.
But the Kraken, definitely the best rum I've ever had.
I agree. For the people like rum out there, and the Captain Morgan's isn't doing it for them anymore, drink the Kraken. But drink it where you're not going to get hurt. Because some people can't take it.
Yeah, when we had Luana's graduation party, we all took it. I could only
hit I brought mine.
How many did I take? I can't remember.
Three
because
or four shots.
I took the same one I had.
I outdrank everybody at the party.
I took three or four shots. Was that when my hot tub was working? Because remember that day?
No, that was broken. We tried to get it working.
Oh, yeah, that was right.
No, the best part was trying to get it to work after having a few shots.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is not working! Why isn't it working?
There was the one day that we all got, like, plastered. And apparently, if you get really fucked up and you hopped up into a hot tub, you'll be perfectly fine after you're done. Because of the fact that it burns off the... if you're in a 104 hot tub... It, like, we went from, wow, I feel great, to, wait a second, I'm back to, god damn it!
One thing you have to remember is to also have water when you're doing that, because, remember, the Kraken will kind of, like, kill you, in that point, not literally kill you, but, like, dehydrate you.
Yeah.
Any alcohol would, actually.
Well, yeah, we suggest to drink a little bit of water before going to bed so you don't wake up with such a hangover. Yeah.
Or if you go into, like, you probably had water prior to going to the hot tub.
No.
There's always the pool! Which is getting fixed.
Kraken
right now.
Coke is awesome, by the way.
My pool's getting fixed.
Kraken. Yay! Root beer.
High five.
Oh.
Really?
Kraken and root beer is actually better than rum and root beer is actually
Kraken
better.
Kraken float.
It brings.
Oh my god!
That sounds beautiful.
Okay.
Now he's gonna try it. Now it's gonna.
We
be
need to do that.
It's gonna be a root beer float with Kraken.
None of us are working tomorrow. It's been decided.
We're all gonna die.
Why couldn't this have been yesterday?
I don't know.
I agree.
I got work tonight.
I got home around 9 o'clock last night.
You don't need to be fucking straight to be working at your job. Anyways.
No, I only work at a hospital to deal with your crazy people.
People die all the time. Don't worry about it. It wouldn't be your fault.
What's something to add on? Oh, by the way, one of the members that couldn't come was expecting to come, Eva, she's currently not feeling too well. We're not going to get into it. But she says, hi to everyone out there. Sorry she couldn't make it. And 2 days ago was her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's
happy
birthday to her really quickly.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy Hanukkah!
I sent her a happy birthday text.
Yeah, I saw that.
No.
She was happy about that.
Yeah.
Happy Friday the 13th birthday!
Yeah, she's born on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, she's got a good heart, by the way. I'm hoping maybe sometime soon we gotta bring her around.
I will try, next time you want to say, I will drag her here. She'll probably be better by then. Yeah.
Otherwise, we could always... Well, she's light enough. We could toss her on the king's shoulders.
That's probably one of the days that we would have to actually go and pick her up. Because, you know, it'll be more simple. Because her parents... It makes it easier because they have to work on that Sunday. Because her father has an amazing job. But they have sometimes he's called in because he's, like, one of the heads of the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how that is.
Yeah.
Well, there's an upcoming steampunk convention coming up in Connecticut, correct?
No, it's coming in Massachusetts, you said the name correctly,
Fitchburg?
Yeah, it's called Steampunk. It's coming up in September.
Alright,
September.
The one you're talking about is actually an anime convention called Kineticon, which I tell everybody to go to. Like, they've been to Anime Boston. Kineticon is the Anime Boston for Connecticut, but it's much larger in comparison of the space they have, so it won't be as...
Packed?
Thank you.
Now, quick question. Will Ken Kniff be there?
You're being a jerk.
Remember that old man talk? Yeah, I'm Ken Kniff from Connecticut.
Well, I have it right up here. The Great New England Steampunk Exhibition.
Yes, I don't want to get into much details about that because we're still working out the details, but my group, the Vagabonds, will be guests there along with go to the guest page. One of the groups, another Massachusetts group called the Wandering Legion of the Thomas II will be there. They're great people. They're great showmen.
Abney Park.
Abney Park will be there.
Is that kind of like the Michigan Militia?
I don't know, but I need to talk to you about
Everett Soares, Everett Soares, how do you pronounce his last name for me? Because I
think it's Soares.
He's a creator of Sky Pirates of Valdador.
Oh.
And that's it. I'm pretty sure I'm saying the name right. It's a great comic series that I say that everybody should pick up. You guys will probably like it. Well, I'm just saying because I want you guys to check this out. You may be surprised what you like.
So, now for some of us that haven't, you know, been able to go to some of these conventions and whatnot, what do you guys officially do there besides kind of show up and look pretty?
Thank you.
Well, show up and look pretty.
We look pretty. We do basically panels, like, again, remember how we were explaining about steampunk, talking about the movies and media?
Do you run around mooning people, too, while you're at it?
No, we're not allowed. We almost got kicked out the last time we did that.
Oh, well, son of a bitch.
But, yeah, that's we do panels, and the next at that exhibition, that we might be doing some stage shows. But I don't want to get into details. We do some... We walk around, we act in character, we entertain people, basically. That's the easiest way to put it. Like, even though we do panels, we entertain during the panels and make jokes and comedic acts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We enjoy it. He never got made to any of our panels yet, or did you?
I'm trying to think.
I don't think you did.
Because it was interview time with Brina Palencia and Garugamesh.
Oh, that must have been awesome. But also something to add in. Some of the things we also do is that we, like you guys, we go on shows. We've also been working with Nerd Caliber on some stuff. Nerd Caliber is a, they're basically convention goers that do podcasts and, not podcasts, like they do YouTube stuff and everything like that.
Yeah.
And they do interviews like how you guys do. But on the more of like just the convention scale, they actually have stuff up now of the Steam City. I'm not sure if they probably have photos of
us. Ooh, wait, what is that for?
Magical Knight Rayer. That's some good costumes.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff that.
Oh, dude, awesome. I saw this guy. Oh, damn it.
Don't worry about that. But you want me to talk about the convention we're going to next. Is not Steampunk World Fair, which I still tell people to go to because it's in New Jersey. It's closer than the one I'm going to. We're going to Michigan for one called World Steam Expo.
Yeah.
That one is not an association, but it works with the people that did Yomacon. And it's, again, another Steampunk Expo. And they have a bunch of big people going there. Last year they had the Outland Armor, and they had Painterful Productions. If you did not know, some of the people that work with Painterful Productions also worked at movies. They helped with The Walking Dead. They did a lot of the makeup work for that. They helped with The Crazies. And they've done a lot of other work with a bunch of other... They actually recently released a thing called The Candy Shop, which basically, the way I look at it, I'm completely wrong. I'm sorry, guys, if I'm wrong, but...
Wrong again!
No! The Candy Shop is basically Willy Wonka meets horror. That's what it felt like when I saw it. I saw some of the trailers for it.
But, what's the movie called again?
The Candy Shop, I'm pretty sure it's called. I could be wrong about the name. I will correct that.
Quick question. Is it starring Curtis Jackson?
I don't remember.
Jesus.
I don't even know who you're talking about right now.
50 Cent, take you to the candy shop.
Yeah, that's it. See, does he look kind of like Willy Wonka? Steampunked out?
It is Willy Wonka.
It looks like a transistor.
He looks like he's taking too much candy.
But, yeah, World Steam Expo, I was there last year. It was amazing. Like, J.D. Falcon's there. Evelyn, I can't pronounce her last name. I apologize. Again, Crete or something like that. There are two of the people that are pretty high up there in the steampunk world. Last year, the guy that created Repo, how do you say his last name? The guy that played the Grave Robber.
Right, Repo.
The main guy there?
Yeah, Terrence Zunick, whatever it is. He was also there. He was a great guy. He was really nice. You'd be surprised.
Terrence Zundik.
Yeah, when you see people, like, famous people, like, sometimes you're like, Anvil knows because he actually has worked with a bunch of famous people before. You're surprised how nice some of them are. Some people are. But Terrence was incredibly nice. Everybody at this convention was incredibly nice.
Do you have contact info from the people that are like, the famous people or whatever? You kind of like share.
Some of them, yes. Story. Some of them, no. It's a personal choice of all of us that we don't give out. We like if we're planning to work together in the future. Like Terrence is working on the projects, but if we plan to work in the future, we do. exchange certain contact, mainly emails. That's okay. What we usually exchange. Like I exchange emails with and Facebooks and stuff like that with like Abney Park and so forth, and make sure we keep in contact. And like another one, we actually kept in contact for a little while, but we lost contact with because our busy schedules was the League of Steam, like the guy that does Crackus. The Steampunk Ghostbusters. We kept in contact with him for a little while, but then both our schedule got so busy, and then MySpace died out, and then we kind of lost contact. But that guy again, he was great too. All the people in the steampunk world, I have yet to meet. Then again, some people are kind of like they feel like they're elitist; they're better than everyone, but. Everyone we met, they're all nice. Like, the steampunk community are usually generally nice people.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of us do online stuff. Like, I have a YouTube channel. It's Locked Valor, obviously. And where I do vlogs. They're kind of like captain logs about things that happen on the ship and, like, our missions that we do. In which we do different things. And in the future, some of the people that are on the show might be helping with that. But that's for the future, and we're not going to get into that until it's more...
There you are!
Yes. I have, to date, 18 to 20 different vlogs.
Oh, shit.
But that's, again, I took a...
22.
I took a two-year break from it until things got more sorted out with my group because we had issues with some members leaving and coming back. So instead of making vlogs about, like, oh, blah, 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 I decided to take a break until things were more concrete, which now it is. And we have a whole storyline behind us, and it kind of works with other groups, like the Red Fork Army, who is the Emperor is a multiverse situation with, like, so my group can work with another group because all the different parallel universes all work together, and they can transverse everybody.
Cool.
Yeah.
And will this, like, lead up to this whole movie project idea that you're working on?
It's more of a movie project. I plan to do a movie for it. That's when I have the better equipment.
Yeah.
But it's a more of a series where different groups will be involved. And it's basically, think of, like, Doctor Who meets Firefly meets Scooby-Doo. Because my group is, like, kind of mystery solvers.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of do it in the way that, like, Doctor Who would do it.
And I would have gotten away with it if it hadn't worked for those meddling punks.
Yeah, but our group was like how Firefly was, kind of outlaws.
Yeah.
That, like, we help, but no one really knows what we do. Like, think of, like, Bash the Stampede. Like, they've seen him. Like, everybody's seen him, but they don't remember what he looks like. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. Like, our group comes
to the same. He's that crazy crying guy with the donuts.
I love my donuts. But that's basically how it is. We walk in, do our job, and disappear. We get our money. But no one knows what we're going to look like. There's pictures of us. Like, we're going to do, like, artist renderings of us. It's going to be conventions. Their pictures are going to look nothing like us. Like, one's going to have a giant nose. Like, one's going to have, like, for 80, it's going to have, like, a cat head for no apparent reason. We don't know why. Don't look like that.
When you mentioned giant nose, I couldn't help but think of, I don't know if you've ever seen the anime Cyborg 009.
No.
Very, very, it's a very, very old series, but they redid it back in the early 2000s, and there were actually a couple characters with, like, the really long-ass noses.
Oh, jeez.
They're British. They're long.
This, you know, this whole project thing that you're working on is sounding just more and more unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away, but Anvil's character that I'm working on for him, if he decides to help with the project, his character is going to be kind of one of the most unique, and it's going to be one of the stars of the series. Because I just feel it'll kind of work to our benefit. It's like having a great opening. And I'll give away one of the characters now. It's called the Butcher.
The Butcher.
And for those who want to know anymore, we're like the NFL. We're in contract negotiations.
I'll give away his weapon, which I'm going to be happening to work on. Basically, we're also prop designers. Some of the Vagabonds. His is going to be a giant cleaver.
Yay.
Oh my god. So I'm going to be a member of ICP?
Damn. No. Don't worry about that.
Son of a bitch!
But,
I know people used to tell me that's
like violent. It makes me kind of think of, this could be considered steampunk too. Barry the Butcher in Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist actually has been considered steampunk because of the alternate time frame that it happens in. That it's alternate taking of World War One and World War Two, where there's alchemy instead of all the stuff we have.
Yeah.
Like now it's basically it's another version.
You got a freaking guy that's in like Full Metal or something like that, and he's got like, you know,
yeah,
and like the guy's wearing like kind of like a colonial like setup or whatnot. It kind of
The leader of the group is called the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot more sense after you say it. By the way, I realize Hitler and all the people do not exist in this storyline.
Yes.
But it's alternate. There's a good example. Did you get excited? Did I miss something?
Well, because we've got kind of this thing going on. We've got like the Christian, right. Jew, I'm atheist. Jewish,
so, he's Jewish, so you said Hitler doesn't exist?
Yes.
Oh, God. But that's a good example right there of how the steampunk works. It's like it's alternate timeline of, like, what if?
Right.
Yeah, right there. That's a good way of pointing it. But, again, remember, not everything, like, it has, like we were talking before, has the aesthetics of steampunk. It doesn't have to be steampunk. Like a bunch of music, like before we were talking about a bunch of movies. Like Firefly set in the future, but it has a steampunk aesthetic big time.
Correct. So hopefully this will help people understand the concept of steampunk. And would you consider like steampunk as like a modern day lifestyle as well?
Yes, actually a lot of people are now, for me for example, I usually wear vests and goggles, but remember goggles doesn't make it steampunk. You can wear goggles and not be steampunk.
Right.
Sure you can.
And you can put gears on you, it doesn't make it steampunk, but it helps with the whole punk attitude of it. Like remember, punk, it goes back to being rebellious, and steampunk kind of does that too. Like you're doing another fashion statement that breaks the mold of everyday living. Like everybody in this room is wearing normal clothes, and you see me and her wearing vests, and she doesn't have goggles on. But it kind of breaks the mold of everyday living.
What's really normal? Because technically,
nothing. Yeah, right. Again, nothing is technically normal, but there are like fashion statements, like. You guys
there's
wear,
average.
Yeah, average.
Like, fads and stuff
yeah,
like
there's fads.
You know, you ask the older people, suit and ties are what's normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying for now, people, like what people consider, like, they're walking around, like pants and jeans. Right. Pants and jeans? Shirts and
yeah,
shirts.
There we go! I don't wear a pair of dress pants with my jeans sagging low.
Actually, that would be. I would
run in horror.
So but I take it, we're still a long ways away from seeing someone wearing full-out steampunk going grocery shopping.
Actually,
I saw that shit at the mall the other day, actually. There was two people. There was one with like the colonial setup, and apparently it had a yellow bird on the top of their head with a white... I was like, what the fuck?
I saw it in the...
I was like, get over here!
Yeah, people do it. It's a growing trend. It's actually rapidly growing, even though it was coined in the 1980s.
Yeah.
But, like, 1987, it kind of grew, like it's kind of underground, and all of a sudden, boom! Because remember, we're in the more than information age, so we have the computers to be able to spread the word quicker.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why it hit harder than like cyberpunk did.
But the question is, if everyone's wearing, say, if, for example, everyone wears steampunk, and you have to change it up because that you know what I mean, like because
not everybody's gonna wear it because remember, you have the punks, you have the cyberpunks, you have like the goth movement, and so forth. It's each one has their own thing. Like, not everybody's going to be dressed in the same. Like, one thing that actually bothers a lot of steampunks, and I don't really care either way, they're saying that steampunk is the new goth. Like,
no!
Like, the reason they're saying it is because, remember, goth is also based after the
Victorian. No. See, the new goth was emo. That was that.
Well,
bullshit.
The reason why they're saying the goth is the new goth or the new, like the black, goths are now wearing brown instead of black is because... remember, goth is kind of based after the Gothic Renaissance, Victorian clothing styles, and that's what kind of steampunk also basics after too, the Victorian clothing and the Edwardian, Victorian, pre-World War I clothing styles, and the goth kind of do the same exact thing.
Okay.
It makes sense.
I'm confused.
Okay, when you look at some goth clothing, you're going to see more like Victorian wear, like Luong's probably gonna look it up now to give you an example.
A good example would be
goth is different. Yours is the more scene goth, but give me an example of what that his would be considered.
Have you ever heard of like a shop called the Fool's Mansion?
Yes, that's actually more industrial. But yes, they can cover everything.
God damn it! Stop seeing her for who she is.
Yes,
she's hot though.
Stop it.
But that's a good example.
That
Fool's Mansion covers everything.
Like
they have cyber and steam.
That's what he's trying to fucking explain. The dress style on her is not something that would be normal. That would be kind of like, you know, back in Victorian age type clothing.
like the visual K movement in Japan.
Steampunk along with that category too. I feel steampunk is breaking the norm of the Victorian clothing. Like you have Victorian clothing, which would be neo-Victorian, and then you have steampunk, which breaks the mold. Like a girl dressed in Victorian would wear a dress.
Yes.
But when you go to steampunk, they're going to be wearing a higher skirt, which breaks the Lolita movement. Lolita can also be considered another steampunk Victorian also. And he's horrified.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And then you get into the steampunk, which is more like the higher skirts. They can still wear dresses with neo-Victorian. They can still be considered steampunk, like you said, the aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to like the girls that wear pants, which completely breaks the mold and would
is
be
a shot pack
back in Victorian age for wearing that.
That looks like Abraham
Lincoln wearing
a jetpack.
Holy fuck. That is awesome.
Which makes me think.
I should not tell a lie.
Okay, that new movie that's coming out, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Well,
that's going to be awesome.
Will that have steampunk elements to
it? That's actually technically would be steampunk, so breaking the mold again. Abraham Lincoln wouldn't be fighting vampires. Would he? No.
We don't know that.
Maybe that's how he really died, that maybe they...
No, what I heard was he told John Wilkes Booth to shoot him during the theater because it was a Tyler Perry production.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's pretty
true. Actually, Tyler Perry isn't
making a lot of money.
Yeah, as he's looking right now, Blue Long's looking through a bunch of pictures, as you're noticing, a lot of the people don't wear the... You see the Victorian
aesthetics.
Oh,
I thought it was porn. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
But then they break the mold, like they will have the...
Now that is an awesome guitar.
Yes. That's the one I was showing Mr. Q's.
It's got like copper piping and whatnot. That's pretty sick.
The edge rules, they break the normal like every day. Like you're gonna see somebody, they're gonna have like a normal like.
Hey, look, Bluetooth. It looks like a wind up watch with a Bluetooth setup. Yeah.
Hi, mom. How you doing? I only had so many wines left.
With Anvil, I could picture him more as like a mechanic. He's kind of got that mechanic look to him.
Yeah, you do.
That is a sick laptop.
You'll
be an
engineer or like a heavy like.
Look at the laptop.
That is epic. That's called a typewriter.
Awesome. No, that's a laptop.
That's a laptop.
It's got the typewriter keys on it, so you have to be like.
Sadly to say, you guys missed this last week.
The screen actually moves back and forth like that.
Was it last week, AD, or the week before? Steampunk City.
It was a week ago.
I wish you guys could have came. You would have loved it. All this stuff you're seeing right now, a bunch of this was in a thing called the Waltham...
Steampunk Museum, or...
Yeah, they have a museum for... They did a showcase of a bunch of steampunk stuff from a bunch of different artists.
Is that supposed to be a segue?
I think so.
Motherfuckers.
We get it from work, dude!
Oh.
You can't escape it, I'm sorry. Do you use that at work, by the way?
Yeah. Well, I just got trained in it. I haven't used it because
I need
to use my legs.
Pause. You were trained to use a Segway.
Yes.
Wait, again,
it actually,
say that one more time.
It was actually able to hold my,
dude, good
my weight.
No, not the weight. You were trained to use a Segway.
Yes.
Again, was this by choice or did they make you?
He wanted to.
I have to be trained in shit, so they're you have to train, blah, blah, blah.
It's
not hard to use. No. I didn't. No, that was the thing. That's what they call it, training. More or less, it was just like, here you go, hop up on and drive around, you son of a bitch, even though my coworker slammed into Sears. But it was so hard. It was pretty funny.
Training doesn't make sense. Like, it's obviously...
Well, no, that's because of the fact that my...
That's what they have to call it, right?
The place that I work at isn't all just level. Like, there's parts where there's, like, little dips in the actual walkways and whatnot, and where they dipped in the walkway near Sears, all I heard was, okay, just go straight on this one. I go straight, I'm like, oh, no problem. All I hear is, boom, I'm like, what the hell? I didn't know I could do that.
See, he slams into Sears, I'm slamming into Victoria's Secret.
You see, there's that special song. Say, wake up. The man in blue who's too lazy to walk.
I'm going to break your fucking computer over your goddamn head.
I feel bad for you for your job, by the way. I wish you didn't have to work there. My friend used to work there, and he said he liked it, but he hated it more.
Yeah,
well, I need him to share war stories, and he hates me because mine are better.
Well, he's got to deal. He can actually touch like people. I can't do anything unless somebody's life is in danger. Then I could step in and kick ass and take names. I can't do shit.
I tie people to beds and then I'll send them a message. Dude, just tie some big old dude down to bed. It's hilarious.
I don't know how many times I've seen somebody steal shit and I go, alright, well, they stole something. See you later! I get a description to the freaking police officer so they can take care of me. The other person's gonna be probably gone!
And yours, oh, at your house. Are you allowed to enter the like, stores? Because at
Liberty. Yeah, when they go,
Yeah, so I heard you're not allowed to enter because technically it's not, that's not mall property at that
point. Even though, for the most part, some of the stores will just be like, hey, can he walk in here at any time point? Okay. Hi, yeah, everybody!
Because what I was hearing at Liberty Tree Mall, that a lot of the mall cops aren't allowed to enter the stores because the hallway
is the only time we can go to the store if we're dropping off a memo, which is fucking ridiculous. And then along with that, if they call us in for a silent walkthrough, as they would call it.
So they're allowed to do that. That's actually part of the rules.
Does that remind you of like the Patriots and they had the walkthrough? Like, yeah. You can do the walkthrough beforehand.
But it's like, you know, it's wet outside and they're like, we want you to do a silent walkthrough, okay? Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Yeah, my boots aren't that quiet. But yeah.
Oh, I think we've run out of time, dudes.
No!
Wow, how did we do that?
Hi.
We talked.
We talked a lot about steampunk. We really got into this.
See, I still don't know nothing like about this. It.
All right.
Because you weren't paying attention. You were looking at the girl that whole entire time. In the liquor. He's been looking at the Kraken the whole entire time. Dude, you're drooling.
All right, anyways.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Remember, visit our website at BostonBashBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. And if you have any comments, questions, anything you want us to talk about in the show, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBashBrigade.com.
We're also on MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, even though MySpace is dead as dead could be. Along with that, Facebook, we're on Boston Bastard Brigade.
And
you
we
just
actually,
type it into that and it's in the group, so you can find us that way. Just add us and we'll
And also, along. We do have a new email for the B3 Facebook group. It's BostonBastardBrigade@groups.facebook.com.
Jesus Christ, again?
Hell, we hate typing in our normal one. God, you think we're going to go even further
it,
now?
Man. We still got to make it a short one.
Yeah, after... After, and then he says his thing.
Oh, yeah. Also, the other thing I want to add is look at the shirt. Look at the sexy shirts. If you want... look at the sexier shirt over there.
Let me do it.
Look at my belly. All right, hold on. He's got the front.
He's got the front.
And then you got the whole back here.
Oh. Yep. I can't see it. It's all squishied.
Yeah, so
we've got
our own shirt.
Up, not back. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. We got the shirt design coming out now, and hopefully if you like the design, it's called Mass Hole of Fortune. No, I'm not stealing it from the Mass Hole people. I'm stealing it from us because of the fact that we came up with that idea of Mass Hole of Fortune.
It's a play on the A-Team.
Yeah, the A-Team play that we did.
We will also have other shirts available as well.
Yeah, once we start designing some more ideas and whatnot, so... All right, next, you.
Check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love while you're there. Check out Geek Aggro. And also check out the Issues Guy with JC Sargent. And check out our friends at Game Reaction at GameReaction.tv, soon to be GameReaction.com.
And don't forget, Design with Charm for Matt the Wad.
And?
You can find the Vagabonds, me, AD, and the whole entire crew at VagabondsTeam.net. And you can find us on Facebook at... Facebook.com/TheVagabonds. And on MySpace, The Vagabonds Crew. Met Vagabond Crew. That's basically it. Oh, if you want to find our YouTube, it's YouTube. It's YouTube slash...
All we have is a giant V with a cog in it.
Yeah, the website will be up
soon.
Cog.
Oh, cog. Sorry.
Jesus.
You can find us on YouTube by looking up Lock Valve.
Excellent.
Or a /user/lockvalor
yeah.
Or something like that.
Mr. Duck, can you be more specific while you're speaking next time?
I said cog.
Yeah, but your mouth is full of saliva, and that's not what we heard.
For those pervs out there, he also means gear.
Gear. Like Gears of War. Cog.
They started laughing before I did. I just said, hey.
Gee, probably again. Anyways.
Hi, and... Thank you so much, Locke 80, for coming on. We got to bring you back on another future episode.
I promise not to break anything this time. I'm sorry about that, guys. Your car will be okay. Don't worry.
Motherfucker. You touch the nemesis. I will kill you.
The engine's better now, I swear.
Oh, okay, right.
It runs on steam.
Hey, where'd my C4 go?
Yeah.
Better propulsion.
Propulsion!
So,
Harry, your tongue is not working.
I'm sorry.
So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
And
saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards!
With kings and vagabonds!
Bitch.